This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So we're going to get right into the text of the hadith, which is known as Sayyid al-Istifa. Al-Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala, has collected on the authority of Shaddad ibn Aws that the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that Sayyid al-Istifa, which means that the best formula, the best supplication for seeking forgiveness, is to say, Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa ant, khalaqtani wa ana abduk, wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'at. A'udhu bika min shakri ma sana'at, abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya, wa abu'u bi dhanbi faghfirli, fa innahu la yaghfir dhunuba illa ant. This hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O Allah, you are my Lord. There is no deity in truth. There is no true deity except for you. You created me, and I am your servant. And I will fulfill my covenant and my promise to you to the best of my ability. I seek refuge in you from the evil that I have done. I acknowledge your favors upon me, and I acknowledge my sins, so forgive me, for none forgive sins except for you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to say, whoever says this dua in the morning time, when the morning time in these ahadith that we're going to talk about, when we talk about adhkar al-sabah and masah, the duas that you make in the morning and the evening, the morning is referring to after Salat al-Fajr, prior to sunrise. The evening is referring to after Salatul Asr and prior to sunset. So you are saying here, what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is saying here, to if you say this dua in the morning, mulkinan bihi, that you have certainty, firm conviction in the words that you are saying, then and you die before the evening, then you will be from amongst the people of paradise. And if you say these words in the evening with firm conviction and certainty in them, then and you die before the morning comes, then you will be from amongst the people of paradise. So this is the dua in terms of its text. In the next address, inshallah ta'ala, we will cover some of the meanings of this very, very important dua that we should be making at least twice a day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. See you next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.